Good evening, brothers and sisters in Christ. It's a privilege to be able to share God's word with you from my devotion this evening. The title of my devotion is Do All to the Glory of God. And the scripture text is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31. Whether therefore ye eat or drink, or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God. Apostle Paul urges us in 1 Corinthians 10:31, in that whether we eat or drink or whatsoever we do, do all to the glory of God. 1 Corinthians 10:31 is part of a larger discussion about Christian liberty, where Paul advises believers to consider others and God's glory over their own rights. In two earlier verses in the same chapter, in 1 Corinthians 10:23-24, we read, all things are lawful for me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but all things edify not. Let no man seek his own, but every man another's wealth. Paul warns us that there are things in our daily lives that in themselves will be all right for us to do. But we must always think beyond this, to consider whether certain actions will bring glory or dishonor to God. In 1 Corinthians 10:31, Paul highlighted three actions, eat or drink or whatsoever ye do. In my short devotion this evening, I will focus on the latter phrase, whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God. This part verse, whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God, emphasizes that our everyday actions, even mundane ones, common ones, day-to-day ones, repetitive ones, dull ones, tiresome ones, tedious ones, boring ones, routine ones, ordinary ones, uneventful ones, unappreciated ones, should all be done with a purpose that honors God. And the purpose or the goal is to make every of our action, whether work-related, leisure, or daily habits, an act of worship to our Lord. During my preparation for sharing this devotion for our prayer meeting, Brother Russell asked me to share a devotion in the EMC meeting. 5 days ago, in our EMC meeting, I shared my devotion based on 1 Corinthians 10:31 and drew examples of applications of this verse from what we have done and are doing in the EMC. In sharing my devotion on 1 Corinthians 10:31 this evening, I have two learning points. I'd like to share with you some of the application of these two learning points with reference to our work in the EMC as we serve the Lord together. I hope the sharing of the two learning points will encourage you as it has encouraged us in the EMC. The first learning point is, be mindful to always seek to glorify God in whatsoever we do. Be mindful to always seek to glorify God in whatsoever we do. This means that we must do whatsoever God explicitly instructs us to do in His word, confessing our sins and repenting as He commands us to do, to glorify God, bearing the fruit of the Spirit, to be a good testimony of Christ, to glorify God. Constant meditation of the gospel and sharing the gospel with others, to glorify God. That is, living out the commands of God to us in our daily lives. And our motivation must be our love of God, as the goal is to glorify God and never we ourselves. But we know that to serve our Lord and to do all to His glory is not automatic, natural, or instinctive. In many situations in our lives, it may not be easy to apply this learning point, but not when we have experienced God's saving grace and His love and are changed from our old self if the grace of the Lord and the help of the Holy Spirit dwelling within us. In Colossians 3:17, Apostle Paul urges us that, and whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. I'd like to share with you that as we serve the Lord in the EMC, there are many instances where we will have to be mindful to seek to glorify God by what we do, by the way we conduct ourselves, and by the manner we resolve conflicts or issues. In carrying out the works and projects of the EMC, there are bound to be challenges and difficulties, and we pray for the Lord's continuous provision of his grace and his wisdom to us, to enable us to serve him in a manner which pleases him. And we thank the Lord for placing each one of us together in EMC, making us fit for his purpose, to serve him as a team, supporting one another in unity in Christ, with a Christ-like mind and with brotherly love. I find what Apostle Paul urges us to do in Philippians 2:1-5, a constant reminder to us as a team to stay united in Christ, mindful to seek to glorify God in whatsoever we do. Philippians 2:1-5 reads, if there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vain glory, but in lowliness of mind. Let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let his mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Every time after we complete a meeting, a task, or project in the EMC successfully and in a timely manner, we rejoice together and we thank the Lord for his grace and his mercies unto us. But we rejoice not because we have planned well, anticipated well, coordinated well, or executed well to resolve the many issues or overcome the challenges. But we rejoice because we know in our hearts that we have been mindful to seek to glorify God in whatsoever we have done or accomplished through him. The second learning point is, be mindful that whatsoever we do, we want to be a good testimony of our Lord Jesus Christ. Be mindful that whatsoever we do, we want to be a good testimony of our Lord Jesus Christ. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, as we serve our Lord wherever he places us, there are many opportunities for us to engage and interact with people, not just within the church, but also outside our church. And this is so for us serving our Lord in the EMC. Oftentimes we have to engage with consultants, contractors and suppliers, and even representatives from the government bodies like the PUB, the BCA, the NEA, the NParks, the SCDF or the police. In serving the Lord, we need to be mindful that in whatever we do, we want to reflect God's work in our lives to glorify him. We pray. We pray for the grace of God to help us to be mindful and to strengthen us to live it out in our lives for his glory. In projects, I can see how in the EMC, we are engaging our consultants, contractors and suppliers fairly in accordance with the agreed contractual terms and conditions and scope of works. We show concern for their safety and care for their well-being during the execution of their works on site. And upon completion of the work satisfactorily, we make efforts to pay them on time to help them with their cash flows rather than withholding their payments unnecessarily. We pray for the grace of God to help us in every encounter and meeting with them, that we'll be mindful of our actions and interactions with them, to resolve issues or correct mistakes amicably, graciously, slow in anger, and always in unity, focusing on the solutions with the goal of completing the work satisfactorily, safely, and in a timely manner to the glory of God. In contrast, I just wanted to share with you what usually happened in the world of project management, which I had experienced as a young engineer during my engineering days in the late 1980s, in the 1990s. I remember those days working on projects as a civil engineer on site. Very often, during site meetings or project meetings, whenever there are issues or conflicts, or when there are delays, or when there are abortive works, the common response is usually finger pointing, fault finding, and blaming. As a result, discussion and conduct in the meetings were often heated and filled with anger, oftentimes littered with vulgarities, and sometimes with banging of tables, often by the parties in power, like the owners or the project management teams, towards the consultants or contractors. The consequences of such conduct were ill feelings and disunity among the parties in the meetings, and even after the meetings. Another meeting had to be convened to resolve outstanding issues. The conduct of the various parties involved were indeed of a very worldly manner. In Matthew 5:16, we read, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." In the EMC, we need to be constantly mindful that we have opportunities to bear a good testimony for our Lord Jesus Christ in every encounter with our consultants, contractors, and suppliers. They may or may not know the Lord or have received the Lord as their Savior. So it presents opportunities for us to be a good testimony for our Lord Jesus Christ by our actions, conduct, and behavior towards them. 1 Corinthians 10:31 reminds us that in everything we think, say, or do, it should always reflect the characteristics of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And when consultants, contractors, or suppliers we interact with experience that, it is our prayers that they will be drawn to want to know more about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to the glory of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, we rejoice to serve our Lord Jesus Christ wherever He places us, in the various ministries of our church, in our workplace, in our schools, in our homes, or in any other places. For us to do all in word or deed to the glory of God, we need to always be mindful of the word of God, to do all in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. We thank the Lord for His word to us from 1 Corinthians 10:31. As we strive to faithfully serve the Lord wherever He places us, let us be mindful that whatsoever we do all to the glory of God. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank You for Your precious word to us. We pray for Your grace to teach us, guide us, and lead us in our lives, that whatsoever we do all to glorify You. May You help us to hide Your word in our hearts and to strengthen us to apply it in our lives for Your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.